Chapter 1, Developing a Powerful Sales Personality. To be what we are and to become what we are capable of becoming is the only real end of life. Robert Louis Stevenson. Becoming excellent in closing sales is an inside job. It begins within you. In sales, your personality is more important than your product knowledge. It is more important than your sales skills. It's more important than the product or service that you are selling. In fact, your personality determines fully 80% of your sales success. This is easily proven by the fact that there are salespeople who can still achieve high sales volumes even with a highly competitive, expensive product in a depressed market. At the same time, there are people with exclusive products in buoyant markets who are selling poorly. Mental fitness is very similar to physical fitness in several ways. Physical fitness requires proper diet and exercise. Mental fitness requires a proper mental diet and regular practice. Become more mentally fit, and your happiness and sales volume will rise accordingly. Top salespeople have high levels of self-confidence and self-esteem. Self-confidence is the natural growth of liking and respecting yourself. The better you feel about yourself, the more confidence you will have in prospecting, presenting, and closing sales. Without self-confidence, it's almost impossible to be successful in selling. If you lack confidence, you will come up with every excuse to avoid talking to prospects or taking any action where there is a possibility for failure or rejection. Remember, the more you like yourself, the more you like others. You like other people, and they will have confidence in you. The more confidence they have in you, the more likely it is that they will buy what you are selling. We always feel better accepting the recommendation of someone whom we feel likes us than someone that we are not sure about. We prefer to buy from people whom we feel care about us. Like and care about yourself, and you will genuinely like others and be more successful with them. Sometimes I ask my sales audiences, how many people here are self-employed? About 10 or 15% of the audience raises their hands. Then I ask again, how many people here are really self-employed? One by one, the audience realizes what I'm getting at. One at a time, they raise their hands. They suddenly realize that they are all self-employed. The biggest mistake you can ever make is to ever think that you work for anyone else but yourself. From the time you take your first job until the day you retire, you are self-employed. You are the president of your own entrepreneurial corporation, selling your services into the marketplace at the highest price possible. You have only one employee, yourself. Your job is to sell the highest quality and quantity of your services throughout your working life. Top salespeople accept 100% responsibility for themselves and everything they do. They take full responsibility for their activities and for their results. They refuse to make excuses or blame others. They say no to criticizing and complaining. Top salespeople say, if it's to be, it's up to me. In a study done in New York some years ago, researchers found that the top 3% of people in every field looked upon themselves as self-employed. They treated the company as if it belonged to them personally. They saw themselves as being in charge of every aspect of their lives. They took everything that happened to their company personally, exactly as if they owned 100% of the stock. The sales manager of a Fortune 500 company once told me an interesting story. He said that he was with his top salesman negotiating the final terms and conditions of a $200 million contract with a major client. During a break, the client pulled him aside and asked, referring to the salesman, "That man owns your company, doesn't he?" The sales manager, knowing the salesman, was a bit surprised. He said, "What makes you say that?" "Well," the client said, "in all my meetings with him, he constantly refers to the company as my company and my people and my contract and so on. He sounds like he actually owns the whole company. Is that true?" My friend, the sales manager, smiled and said, "Yes, in a way he does." As the president of your own personal services corporation, you are 100% in charge of everything that happens to your business. You are in command of training and development and of continually upgrading your skills. You are in control of sales and marketing, production and quality control, and personal organization and efficiency. You are the boss. It's absolutely amazing how many people see themselves passively rather than actively. Instead of taking charge of their lives and changing things they don't like, they wait passively for the company to come along and do it for them. The great majority